Threats to marine ecosystems. People use and value marine areas differently. The use of marine areas needs to be well managed to make sure these ecosystems stay healthy. For hundreds of years, people have used the sea to gather food and resources for recreation and as a dumping ground. Now, people are becoming more aware of how important the ocean is for wildlife and its effect on climate. We now know that it's not only our activities at sea, but also what we do on land that affects life in our oceans, because all rivers flow to the sea. Fishing. People living near the sea have probably always used the sea as a source of food, but with better fishing equipment, larger ships, new tracking technology, and more people, overfishing is a problem. Pollution. Our oceans have been used as a dumping ground for all sorts of waste. People now realize that our oceans cannot survive if we keep polluting them. The health of our oceans also affects the health of people who gather kai moana and use the sea for recreation. Eutrophication. Ever heard the phrase, too much of a good thing? Eutrophication is a good example of this. When marine systems have too many nutrients flowing into them, the whole system suffers. These nutrients usually come from fertilizers used on some farms, which are washed into the sea. Sedimentation. Rain, rivers, and streams wash sediment off the land and into estuaries and the sea. This can be sped up by clearing land for buildings and industry. Sediment can build up and smother the seabed, killing animals living in the mud. Introduced invasive species. Invasive species are a threat to marine areas. It is not always easy to monitor or stop the introduction of unwanted marine organisms. People, climate change, and ocean acidification. Climate change can lead to bigger storms, which will increase the amount of sediment flowing into the sea, changing light and other conditions. Oceans absorb heat. A small increase in sea temperatures can have a big impact on marine life. Oceans also absorb carbon dioxide, leading to a small increase in acidity. This can also affect marine animals.